This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Connect Method helps leaders regulate emotion without losing vocal authority. 7 steps to keep your leadership voice steady when pressure peaks. In short, your leadership voice is not just what you say, it is the signal your whole body sends under pressure. Emotional flooding strips vocal authority faster than any wrong word ever could. The Connect Method gives you a 7-step structure to stay composed without going cold. Leaders who can regulate emotion leadership conversations are the ones their teams trust when the stakes are real. Definition: The Connect Method is a 7-step framework designed to help leaders regulate emotion leadership conversations by moving through calm, observe, name, normalize, empathize, clarify, and trust. Preserving vocal authority and interpersonal credibility when pressure is at its highest. I've watched a capable leader destroy 6 months of trust in 4 minutes. The meeting was a quarterly review. Numbers were down. A team member pushed back hard on the forecast, and the leader's voice climbed half an octave. The pace quickened. The words became clipped and sharp. He was not shouting. He was not even rude. But every person in that room felt the shift, and by the time he finished speaking, he had lost something that took the better part of a year to rebuild. The problem was not that he felt something. The problem was that he had no structure to stand on when emotion rose. So his body led, and his words followed, and his leadership voice went with them. This is the gap that the Connect Method addresses. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce this framework in the context of emotionally charged conversations, and its core purpose is to help you regulate emotion leadership moments before your nervous system makes decisions your mind would reject. It gives you a sequence to follow when pressure is stripping away your composure, and it keeps your authority intact while doing it. Why vocal authority collapses under pressure. Your team does not just hear your words. They read your voice, your pace, your pauses, and your breathing. These signals reach them before any sentence does. When you're calm and grounded, those signals reinforce your message. When emotion floods your system, they undermine it. Regardless of how carefully chosen your words are, how to de-escalate arguments during meetings is a skill built on this exact principle. The moment your body signals threat, the conversation stops being about the issue and starts being about you. Vocal authority does not mean sounding robotic or emotionless. It means that your voice remains under your control, even when the conversation is not going the way you hoped. The leaders I have worked with who carry the most natural authority are not the ones who feel less. They are the ones who have a method for managing what they feel before it reaches their voice. The Connect Method. All 7 steps. I developed this framework, as outlined in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, to give people a reliable structure for emotionally loaded conversations. Applied to leadership specifically, it becomes a tool for preserving both composure and connection at the same time. Here is every step, shown in use rather than just defined. Step 1. Calm yourself down. Before a single word leaves your mouth, you need to regulate your body, not your thoughts. Your body, when emotion rises, your breathing shortens and your muscles tighten. Your voice carries that tension directly. The practice here is physical: one slow, deliberate breath in through the nose, a brief hold, and a controlled exhale. This is not a spiritual practice. It is a physiological reset that slows your heart rate and gives your prefrontal cortex time to re-engage before your mouth does. In use, your team member has just told you, in front of the group, that your plan will not work. You feel the heat of frustration rising. Instead of responding immediately, you breathe. You let 2 seconds pass. Your voice, when it comes, is measured. When to use this step? Every single time. There is no Connect sequence without this as the foundation. If you skip it, every subsequent step runs on a nervous system that is still flooded. When not to apply it alone? Calm alone is not enough for complex or sustained emotional conversations. It is the starting gate, not the finish line. Step 2. Observe the emotion. Once you have created that brief pause, look inward. What exactly is happening? Frustration, hurt, fear, surprise. Most leaders skip this step because self-observation feels slow, and leadership culture often rewards speed over accuracy. The observation step is about honest internal diagnosis. You are not performing this for the room. You are doing it for yourself, quickly and without judgment. In use, you pause after breathing and register: this is not anger, it is disappointment. That distinction matters. Disappointment requires a different response than anger, a softer one, a more honest one. When to use this step? Whenever you notice an emotional response, but cannot immediately name it. The pause is the practice. Eamon's note. I spent years thinking self-awareness was a personality trait. It is not. It is a practice skill, and this step is where you build it, one conversation at a time. Step 3. Name the emotion. Naming the emotion to tame it is one of the most well-tested ideas in human communication. When you give precise language to what you're experiencing, you reduce its grip on your voice and body. This is what I call the naming principle throughout Chapter 8. You do not need to broadcast the emotion to your team in every situation, but naming it internally, and sometimes stating it carefully aloud, shifts you from reactive to deliberate. In use, you say, calmly and directly, I want to be honest with you, I am finding this feedback difficult to hear right now. Give me a moment. That sentence restores your credibility. It signals self-awareness, not weakness. When to use this step? When an emotion is strong enough that it will show in your voice regardless. Naming it openly is far more authoritative than pretending it is not there while your face betrays you. When not to use it openly? In situations where the team needs certainty rather than your internal process, name the emotion privately and keep that out for delivery steady. Step 4. Normalize the emotion. This step is often misunderstood. Normalizing does not mean excusing. It means recognizing that what you're feeling is a reasonable human response to a real situation, and that having it does not disqualify you from leading through it. Change always involves loss, as I write and say it right every time. When you normalize your own emotional response to difficult news or conflict, you stop fighting the feeling and start working with it. That shift is what allows your voice to stay grounded. In use, you think, of course this is hard. We have worked on this for 3 months, and it has just been challenged publicly. Any leader would feel pressure here. That internal permission releases the muscular tension that would otherwise tighten your voice. When to use this step, particularly during change conversations, performance conversations, or any situation where the stakes feel personal. It also helps when you're preparing for a conversation you dread. Learning how to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation is built on the same principle. Step 5. Empathize with the other person. Here is where the method turns outward. After 4 steps of internal regulation, you direct your attention to the other person's experience. What are they feeling? What pressure are they carrying into this conversation? This step is not about agreeing with them. It is about genuinely trying to understand their position. That shift in attention does something remarkable to your voice. It softens the edges without losing the core. You sound human without sounding uncertain. In use, I can see this decision has put you in a difficult position, and I want to understand your concern fully before we move forward. When to use this step? Always, but especially when a team member is visibly distressed, resistant, or challenging. When they feel seen, they become more open. When you feel their reality, your own emotional response often de-escalates naturally. When not to force it. If you are not in a position to genuinely empathize yet because your own emotion is still too high, return to step 1. Performed empathy is worse than silence. For situations involving team conflict, the DEAL method for resolving conflicts pairs well with this step. Step 6. Clarify your needs. Once you have calmed, observed, named, normalized, and empathized, you are ready to communicate with clarity. This step is where your leadership voice fully reasserts itself, not through volume or force, but through precision. Clarity is not aggression. It is the cleanest form of respect. When you tell someone exactly what you need and why, you remove the guesswork that breeds anxiety and resentment. In use, what I need from this conversation is for us to agree on the next 3 steps and to commit to review by Friday. Can we do that? When to use this step? At every point where the conversation risks drifting into vagueness or unresolved tension, clear expectations are the most underused tool in a leader's kit. The concept of clarity over comfort, which I address directly in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time, is the backbone of this step. A strong script for this moment. I need you to be on time for client meetings going forward. This is the 3rd time this has happened, and it is affecting our relationship with them. Can you commit to that? Specific. Direct, respectful. Step 7. Trust the connection. The final step is the hardest for most leaders. After doing the hard internal work of the previous 6 steps, you have to let the conversation land where it lands. You cannot control the other person's response. You can only control your preparation and your delivery. Trust here means believing that honest, composed, empathetic communication is enough. It means resisting the urge to overexplain, repeat yourself, or fill the silence with nervous qualification. Silence breeds fear and uncertainty, but that works both ways. A leader who speaks once with authority creates more confidence than one who repeats themselves three times out of anxiety. In use, you have said what needed to be said. Now you wait. You hold steady eye contact. You let the other person respond without interrupting or softening your message mid-flight. When to use this step? Every time. The method is incomplete without it. Without trust in the outcome, leaders retreat into either aggression or appeasement, and both cost authority. Choosing the right step to lead with. The Connect method is sequential by design, but that does not mean you always begin from zero. Some conversations catch you already calmer than others. Some step three moments arrive before you have had time for step two. The guide below helps you identify where you actually are when a conversation begins. Your state entering the conversation, where to begin. Flooded, reactive, voice already tight. Step one. Calm. Do not pass it. Aware of feeling something, but unsure what. Step two. Observe. Emotion identified. Body still tense. Step three. Name it. Aloud if needed. Feeling judged for your response. Step four. Normalize. Already calm, but disconnected from the other person. Step five. Empathize. Both parties calm, but direction is unclear. Step six. Clarify. Everything said, outcome uncertain. Step seven. Trust. The narrative guide is simple. Enter at the step that matches your actual state, not the one you wish you were at. If you are honest about where you are, the method will meet you there. And if you are ever in doubt, start at step one. It costs you 2 seconds and buys you everything. For conversations where team dynamics are involved, the strong method for building synergy works alongside Connect particularly well. And for moments where feedback is the instrument, the SBI method for team feedback pairs with step 6 and 7 cleanly. Where leaders trip on this method. Even well-intentioned leaders stumble in predictable ways when they first start using Connect. Here are the four I see most often. The mistake. Skipping step 1 and going straight to empathy. Why it happens. Leaders feel the pressure to seem immediately understanding and in control. What to do instead? Spend 2 seconds on calm before anything else. An empathetic sentence delivered in a tight, elevated voice carries the wrong signal. The mistake. Naming the emotion as an apology. Why it happens. Leaders fear that admitting feeling something will undermine their authority. What to do instead? Name the emotion as information, not weakness. I find this difficult to hear is not an apology. It is honesty, and honesty builds trust. The mistake. Clarifying needs too early, before empathy. Why it happens. Action-oriented leaders want to solve fast. What to do instead? Hold step 6 until step 5 is done. A team member who does not feel heard will resist your clarity no matter how precise it is. The mistake. Performing normalizing instead of genuinely doing it. Why it happens. Step 4 can feel abstract, so people say it without believing it. What to do instead? Find one real reason the emotion makes sense. Even one honest reason breaks the tension. The role of communication in meeting success depends on leaders who can manage this kind of internal processing invisibly and in real time. The Connect method makes that possible with practice. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building real fluency over 6 weeks. Reading about a method builds understanding. Using it builds fluency. Here is a realistic plan. Weeks 1 and 2. Practice steps 1 and 2 only. In every conversation that carries even mild emotional weight, pause and breathe. Then ask yourself what you're actually feeling. Do not try to do the whole method. Build the habit of the pause. Weeks 3 and 4. At steps 3 and 4. Begin naming the emotion, at first only internally. Practice normalizing your responses. Use lower-stakes conversations, one-on-ones and brief check-ins to rehearse without high exposure. Weeks 5 and 6. Bring in steps 5 through 7 in full. Apply the complete sequence during genuine leadership conversations. After each one, take 3 minutes to note what worked and what you skipped. Effective feedback as the backbone of workplace growth is one of the best practice grounds for steps 5 and 6. Feedback conversations require both empathy and precision in the same breath, which is exactly what Connect trains. By week 6, most leaders find the first 3 steps beginning to run automatically. The full sequence rarely takes more than 15 to 30 seconds of real time once fluency sets in. What your team experiences when you use this well? Your team will not know you are using a method. That is the point. What they will experience is a leader who listens before speaking, who says what they need clearly, and who does not become a different person when the pressure rises. Over time, that consistency creates the kind of trust that makes meeting communication easier, feedback sharper, and difficult conversations less feared by everyone in the room. Your team is counting on you, not to be perfect, but to be present. That is a line I stand behind completely. The Connect method does not make you emotionless. It makes you present, which is the more useful thing. A leader who can regulate emotion leadership conversations under real pressure and still keep their voice clear and their authority intact is the kind of leader people follow, not because they must, but because they trust them to be there when it matters. This much I know for certain, that trust is built one steady conversation at a time. Frequently asked questions. What does regulate emotion leadership mean in practice? To regulate emotion in leadership means managing your internal state before it controls your voice and words. It involves recognizing when emotion is rising, pausing deliberately, and choosing how to respond rather than reacting. It keeps your authority intact when pressure is highest. How does the Connect method help leaders regulate emotion? The Connect method gives leaders a 7-step structure to follow where emotion rises during workplace conversations. Each step builds on the last, moving from calming yourself to naming and normalizing the emotion, then empathizing, clarifying needs, and trusting the outcome. Can the Connect method be used in team leadership settings? Yes. While I originally developed the Connect method for relationship conversations and Say It Right Every Time, its steps translate directly to leadership. Any conversation where emotion threatens a leader's composure and vocal authority is the right setting for this method. What happens to vocal authority when a leader loses emotional control? When emotion floods your system, your voice rises in pitch, your pace quickens, and your words lose precision. Teams read those signals instantly. Credibility drops not because you felt something, but because your body and voice broadcast it before your mind could intervene. How long does it take to build fluency with the Connect method? Most leaders begin to feel the method working within 2 to 3 weeks of deliberate practice. Genuine fluency, where the steps run without conscious effort, typically takes 6 to 8 weeks of consistent application across real conversations, including lower stakes ones used for rehearsal. Which Connect step matters most for preserving leadership voice? The first step, calm, is the foundation everything else depends on. If you skip it and move straight to naming or empathizing while your nervous system is still flooded, every word you say will carry the wrong signal. Composure first, then communication. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.